So the disclaimer is, it has to be understood, because the human mind is so tricky, it has to be understood that the mind will naturally seize on that idea as a concept until you've seen it or experienced it for yourself for real. The mind will seize on it and say, I like that, sounds good, I agree with that. You know, he's wearing one of them Indian outfits, he might know what he's talking about. So it becomes the excuse, the reason for all kinds of nonsense, all kinds of license, all kinds of licentiousness. The idea becomes, well, if everything is perfect, I can do whatever I want. And because I did it, and it actually happened, that means it's perfect. So I'll commit suicide, because that's what I want to do. It must, if I succeed at it, it must have been perfect. I'll run over the cat that I hate next door. And then I don't have to listen to that bleeding that cat does. I have that meow, meow, all night long. Because once it's done, it's the proof that it was perfect, because I did it. So don't fall into that trap. That's just your mind trying to get a free pass. That's the everyday mind trying to take that which is sacred and use it to get its rocks off. Don't cheapen the perfection that is by using the concept as an excuse to indulge yourself. That's the disclaimer. The disclaimer is, you don't get to decide what's perfect. It already is. Your job is to attune yourself to it, to bow at its feet, to recognize the sacred nature that should be recognized wherever you can find it, wherever you can recognize it, but never to use it as an excuse to indulge your human follies. So, now I've given the clear disclaimer that you don't get to do whatever you want because somebody told you that everything's perfect. Okay? So don't come complain to me. If you get arrested for something, don't tell them Swami Premadaya said everything is perfect. So I thought I could steal these shoes. I don't want to be involved. I stay away from the police.
I just like to bring to light, it's often helpful, because the other side of the same coin is the using the perfection not to be responsible, in a sense. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the same exact thing, but it just works in the opposite way. For me personally, it does. The way that my mind takes it on is not to, all is perfect, so it's okay that, you know, you ran over my toe, or that, you know, it's fine because it's perfect. It's okay, it's perfect. In other words, in so many words, not including myself in the equation. It's just the same egoity, it's just working the other direction.
Well, you're giving the less severe examples. I'm more extreme and the examples I choose, so you're more reasonable. You're giving the everyday side. I say don't become licentious, and you're saying don't become irresponsible. That's the other side of it, which is the small things that you can excuse yourself for or indulge yourself in with a very far in the back of your mind idea, well, you know, it's all destiny, it's all perfect anyway, what the hey.
Well, I see it happen myself, and I see it as the same indulgence. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's not often called indulgence, but it is the same indulgence.
Mm-hmm. It's all indulgence. In fact, the fact that all is perfection is the whole source of human responsibility. You become more responsible once you've seen that. You recognize that your responsibility is total.